Coffee Break German, Lesson 21. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Wir sind zurück mit einer neuen Lektion und zwar Nummer 21.
Ich heiße Marc.
Mein Name ist Thomas.
I'm the learner here and of course Thomas is our native speaker who is helping us understand the workings of the German language. Thomas, you have just used one of my favorite German expressions. You said, und zwar.
Und zwar.
Now, we are going to explain this in the main lesson and I'll explain why I know it, but we'll get to that in a moment. Today, we're talking about das Wetter.
The weather.
Indeed. So if you're on holiday in a German-speaking country, you will need to know what the weather is doing and what the weather's going to be doing so that you can plan your activities. Lass uns anfangen.
Auf geht's, Marc.
Now, before we do start properly, we're going to talk a little bit about this expression, und zwar.
Und zwar.
Thomas, can you say again what you said at the beginning of this lesson?
Wir sind zurück mit einer neuen Lektion, und zwar Nummer 21.
So, you said we're back with a new lesson?
Yeah.
What was it in German?
Neue Lektion.
Okay. And then you said, und zwar?
Nummer 21.
So, we understand number 21 at the end there. But und zwar, as far as I understand it, is kind of like saying, and now I'm going to give you a little bit more information about what I've just said. And then you give us the information.
Yeah, it specifies what you want to say.
Exactly. In English, there isn't really an equivalent other than that long, complicated explanation. So we're back with another lesson. And to be more precise, it's lesson 21.
Yeah, that sounds okay for a translation.
So you basically use it and then you can go on and express things in more detail.
We can use that phrase with language we already know. For example, ich komme aus Deutschland, und zwar aus Bayern.
So, I come from Germany. In fact.
Yeah, in fact. From Bavaria. To be more precise, in fact.
Okay, yeah. To be more precise, in fact. Und zwar. I think, however, we should get back to our topic for today, and that is, as we said, das Wetter, the weather. Thomas, how would we ask, what's the weather like today?
Wie ist das Wetter heute?
Let's hear that again.
Wie ist das Wetter heute?
So that's a literal translation of how is the weather today.
Even the word order is the same.
Fantastic. So das Wetter, it must be a neuter noun.
Yeah.
So wie ist das Wetter heute?
Wie ist das Wetter heute?
So let's now look at some examples of possible weathers. How would we say it's warm?
Es ist warm.
So, wait a minute, we're actually translating literally from English into German. Same word order, no problems. It is warm.
Es ist warm.
Now, for those of you who are experienced with French or Spanish and you're thinking about the verb to make or to do, il fait beau temps or hace buen tiempo, then in German we're not using the verb to do, which is?
Machen.
So you can't say es macht warm or anything like that.
No, it's always es ist. It is.
Fantastic. A literal translation. It is warm.
Es ist warm.
So how would we say it is cold?
Es ist kalt.
This is getting even better. Es ist kalt.
Es ist kalt.
Es ist warm. Es ist kalt.
Es ist warm. Es ist kalt. Es ist sehr warm.
Oh, sehr warm, of course. Very warm. How would we say it's extremely warm?
Es ist extrem warm oder es ist heiß, then.
So what does heiß mean?
Hot.
Okay, so es ist heiß.
Es ist heiß.
And you said extremely would be extrem.
Extrem, es ist extrem heiß.
Es ist extrem heiß. Can we use extrem in other situations? For example, in answer to the question, wie geht's, could I say, mir geht's extrem gut.
Yeah, it's just more than sehr. Oh, ich bin extrem müde. I'm very, very tired. And there's another word you might use, which is a little bit more complicated, but it sounds very German.
Which is?
Außergewöhnlich.
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 So could we say, es ist außergewöhnlich kalt.
Yeah, it's out of the ordinary.
So extraordinarily cold.
Yes.
It's very, very cold. It's extremely cold. It's dead cold, as we might say in Scotland. Es ist außergewöhnlich kalt.
Es ist außergewöhnlich kalt.
Or es ist außergewöhnlich heiß.
Yeah.
Unlikely in Scotland, but nonetheless. So, can I just ask one question? If you ask the question, wie ist das Wetter heute? And the answer starts with heute. Do we have to switch round our verb and our subject again?
Yes, again. Heute ist es sehr heiß.
Heute ist es sehr heiß. Heute ist es sehr kalt.
Ja.
Heute ist es außergewöhnlich heiß.
Perfekt.
Aber nicht in Schottland. Okay, other phrases. How would we say it's cloudy?
Es ist bewölkt.
Say that again.
Bewölkt.
Bewölkt.
Ja, it comes from die Wolke, the cloud.
Okay, die Wolke.
Die Wolke. Bewölkt.
Bewölkt. So it's cloudy.
Ja.
Es ist bewölkt.
Heute ist es bewölkt. Es ist bewölkt.
So if die Wolke is the cloud and es ist bewölkt means it's cloudy, is there a similar situation for the sun and sunny?
Yeah, in fact, it's die Sonne, the sun.
Die Sonne.
But es ist sonnig.
Es ist sonnig.
Es ist sonnig.
So I could say, heute ist es außergewöhnlich sonnig.
Excellent. Another one would be der Wind, the wind, and es ist windig.
So der Wind, for the wind, der Wind.
Der Wind.
And did you say windig?
Es ist windig.
Es ist windig.
Es ist windig.
Okay, so heute ist es windig.
Ja.
Okay, all these so far have just been using it is sunny, warm, and so on. What about if it's raining? Because that would normally, theoretically, be a different verb.
Yeah, you would say es regnet.
So do we have a verb there?
Regnen, to rain.
Regnen.
Regnen.
Okay, and so es regnet?
Es regnet.
So what's the word for the rain?
Der Regen.
Der Regen.
Der Regen.
So der Regen, es regnet, and the verb to rain is regnen.
Sehr gut.
Quite complicated there. What about snow? Is it a similar situation there with snow?
Yeah, it's der Schnee, the snow.
Der Schnee.
And the verb is schneien.
Schneien.
Yeah. Then you would say es schneit.
Es schneit.
Or heute schneit es.
Heute schneit es. So today it's snowing. And would we say heute regnet es?
Heute regnet es.
Of course, if we're asking what is the weather like now, then we could probably look out the window, I suppose, and answer the question for ourselves. How would we say, what's the weather going to be like this afternoon or tomorrow, for example?
Wie wird das Wetter?
Wie wird?
Wie wird das Wetter?
Wie wird das Wetter? And what's the wird there?
Wird comes from werden and can be part of the future tense if you use it with an infinitive. But in this case, it means more to become, becoming.
So almost like saying, what is the weather becoming?
Wie wird das Wetter? How is it becoming? How is it changing?
Okay, that makes sense. So could I say, es wird heiß?
Yeah.
So this afternoon, how would I say this afternoon?
Am Nachmittag.
So in the afternoon, am Nachmittag.
Wird es heiß.
Wird es heiß. Again, we invert our verb there. So am Nachmittag. Wird es heiß.
Am Nachmittag wird es heiß.
So this afternoon it's becoming cold. Am Nachmittag wird es kalt.
Ja.
So tomorrow.
Morgen wird es warm. Morgen wird es heiß.
Okay, so morgen wird es warm. Tomorrow it's going to be warm or heiß, hot.
Becoming warm.
It's becoming warm. Okay. And do we have to use that word there? Or can we say, morgen ist es heiß?
You don't have to. You can say, morgen ist es heiß. Or even nächste Woche ist es sehr kalt. Next week, it's very cold.
Nächste Woche ist es sehr kalt.
Nächste Woche ist es sehr kalt. Now, maybe you remember earlier I mentioned that the word wird with an infinitive can be used to describe the future. So we can also say es wird regnen, because regnen is a verb.
And of course with regnen, we are using the verb form in es regnet rather than using one of these ones where we're just using an adjective, hot, cold,
sonic
and so on. Yeah. So say that again. It's, for example, tomorrow is going to rain.
Morgen wird es regnen.
So tomorrow it will rain. Morgen wird es regnen.
Morgen wird es regnen.
So could we also say morgen or nächste Woche wird es schneien?
Nächste Woche wird es schneien.
Good.
Another thing you might want to know is how can you say right now? How is the weather right now, for example, in another country?
So if you were phoning, for example, in another country or emailing your friends in Germany asking what is the weather like at the moment, how do you say at the moment?
Im Moment.
Say it again.
Im Moment.
Im Moment.
Im Moment.
So, wie ist das Wetter im Moment in Deutschland?
Ja, oh, wie ist das Wetter in Deutschland im Moment?
Also, Thomas, wie ist das Wetter in Deutschland im Moment?
Es ist sehr warm und sonnig.
Sehr warm und sonnig.
Mark, wie ist das Wetter in Schottland im Moment?
Es ist nicht so warm, aber heute ist es sonnig.
Ah, es regnet nicht.
Es regnet nicht.
Das ist gut.
Das ist wunderbar. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Du lernst Deutsch, natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, although today we are spending most of our lesson talking about the weather, one of the other topics that we do need to cover at some point is telling the time. We've already mentioned at particular times, for example, trains and opening hours, but we've not really talked about telling the time and saying what the time is. So let's begin with the question, what is the time? How would we say what is the time in German?
Wie viel Uhr ist es?
So, wie viel we've covered before, it means how many or how much, and Uhr.
The time, the clock.
The clock, yeah, so hour, I guess.
Yeah.
How many hours is it?
Yeah.
More or less. How many hours is it? Wie viel Uhr ist es?
Wie viel Uhr ist es? Another phrase you might hear is, wie spät ist es?
And what does that mean?
How late is it?
So let's hear it again in German.
Wie spät ist es?
Wie spät ist es?
Wie spät ist es?
So to answer this question, how would I say it's 3 o'clock?
Es ist 3 Uhr.
Es ist 3 Uhr. So earlier we learned at 3 o'clock.
Um 3 Uhr.
Um 3 Uhr.
Um 3 Uhr.
And to say it is 3 o'clock.
Es ist 3 Uhr.
Now, we've also looked at times, for example, 7:23 and so on for trains. So could we say, es ist 7:23?
Yeah. You can also say, vor oder nach.
So what does vor mean?
Before.
And so nach is after.
Yeah.
Does nach not mean to, as in der Zug nach München? Yeah,
but it has several meanings, depending on the context. So if you say, es ist 20 nach 3, it is 20 after 3.
So 20 after 3 or 20 past 3. So es ist 20 nach drei.
Es ist 20 nach drei.
And 10 to 8 would be?
10 vor 8.
So, es ist 10 vor 8.
Es ist 10 vor 8.
Is there a way to say it's quarter past 2? Or would you just say es ist 15 nach 2?
You would be more likely to use Viertel.
Viertel, is that a quarter? Okay, so I guess it's got the word vier in there, like four. So Viertel, a quarter.
Viertel or Viertel.
So is that pronounced in different ways in different parts of Germany?
Depends where you are.
Okay, so Viertel or Viertel. So can I say, es ist Viertel nach zwei?
Ja, es ist Viertel nach zwei. Okay, maybe where I come from, we use Viertel.
Viertel and not Viertel, okay. And so a quarter to 11, es ist Viertel vor elf.
Ja.
Es ist Viertel or Viertel vor elf. How do I say half to, for example?
Well, to be honest, I've been waiting for that question because it's a little different in Germany and a little more complicated.
In what way?
The word for half is halb.
So could I say it's half past three, es ist halb drei?
Ah, that's where it's tricky. It's just es ist halb vier, because we say half two, not half past.
Okay, so it's halfway to the next hour.
Yes, es ist halb vier would be, it is halfway to four.
Halfway to the next hour then, halfway to 4 o'clock. Es ist halb vier, and that would be, it's half past three.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, it's midnight?
Mitternacht, es ist Mitternacht.
Es ist Mitternacht. And it's midday?
Es ist Mittag.
Es ist Mittag. Now, it's time to hand things over to Julia, our cultural correspondent. And I have a question for you, Julia. Wie ist das Wetter in Berlin?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Thomas. Und hallo an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. Ich bin's wieder, Julia, eure Kulturreporterin. Wie geht es euch? Mir geht es gut. Puh, aber mir ist sehr warm. Es ist Sommer in Deutschland. It's summer in Germany. And in this cultural correspondent feature, I'm going to tell you about some of the different activities we do and places we go when it gets really warm in summertime. In the height of summer, many people naturally want to escape the cities and head to the mountains in central or southern Germany. However, another popular destination is the north, where thousands of Germans spend time on the beaches of the North Sea and the Baltic Sea. Just off the coast, there are several beautiful islands which attract visitors in the summer, and indeed at other times of the year. Germany's biggest island is in the Baltic Sea. It's called Rügen. The biggest island in the North Sea is called Sylt. It is worth spending a few days there in summer, although I have to say that it might be difficult to find any hotel rooms still available. Now, given that you're at the North Sea or Baltic Sea coast, when you're lying on the beach, it can get very windy. And in 1882, German basket maker Wilhelm Bartelmann invented a solution for this problem in Rostock. Der Strandkorb, which literally translates as the beach basket. It is a very heavy kind of chair made from wood, wicker and waterproof fabric or synthetic material that provides enough space for two people sitting next to each other. Strandkörbe have tiltable tops, armrests and footrests, storage space below the seats, rainproof covers and sunshades, so they can protect you from sun, wind, rain and sand on the beaches. Although, to be honest, sitting on the beach in the wind and rain, even in a Strandkorb, may not be everyone's cup of tea, as they say. Now, if you don't have the time to go all the way to the sea in the north, many Germans just take their bikes and head off to the many lakes that you find, for example, around Munich or Berlin, and of course Germany's biggest and deepest lake, Der Bodensee, Lake Constance, which connects Germany with Austria and Switzerland. We'll be continuing the summer theme next time, but for now I'm off to buy an ice cream, Ich werde mir jetzt ein Eis kaufen. I'll be back next time with some further tips on typical summer activities. Zurück zu Marc und Thomas ins Studio. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Thank you to Julia. Now, as Julia mentioned, we are in a little bit of a summer mode at the moment, so we are not going to be joining Kirsten over the next couple of weeks for our Grammar Guru segments. We thought we'd give that a rest over the summer, but Kirsten will be back in 2 or 3 weeks, and she'll be helping us get to grips with more German grammar very soon. For now, we're going to leave the lesson for today. Also, das reicht für heute. Today we've learned how to talk about the weather and indeed how to tell the time. So hopefully yet more useful German for you as you plan your visit to a German-speaking country.
Don't forget to visit our website and leave a comment while you're there or post a review on iTunes.
And of course at coffeebreakgerman.com you can find all the information about how to get all the more out of this course. Indeed, it's worth mentioning that lessons 1 to 20 are now available as a complete pack of lessons on our membership system. So you can get the lesson notes, the extra video materials, the video version of the lessons with the flashcards, and indeed extra audio content by going to coffeebreakgerman.com and signing up to become a member for lessons 1 to 20. And lessons 21 to 40 will represent the second batch of lessons. So if you've not yet purchased that particular membership, then head over to coffeebreakgerman.com where you can find out how to go about that. Okay, that's all for today. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Auf Wiedersehen.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.